This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show, Kate Delaney. Boy, oh boy, Joe Biden says he wants it again, officially declaring he is running for president. Didn't we already think that was going to happen? Of course we did. So we've seen the preview. Now what happens in probably what will be Biden versus Trump, but you never know, right? And we have so much time to talk about this. It's so crazy how we do elections now. It's, you know, we could start in 24 and we'd still have to go to the end of 24. It used to be back in the beginning of our history that if you ran for president, maybe it was taken a month and a half, right? You were hitting it hard. You were out there getting the ads of the day and whatever that was. It could have just been printed on penny paper and put up on fence posts all over the place. But the point being, this is what we hear. It's the constant drumbeat of campaigning, campaigning, and polls, and polls, and polls. And I've said this before, there's a reason why pollsters are millionaires plus, because you have to read the tea leaves in their business, and it's become such a very, very big deal. So, again, it is official. We already know Trump, of course, is running, and several other candidates on the Republican side. And behind the scenes in the Democratic Party, it's kind of met with a, he's running again. There are some that don't want that to happen, but when you're the president, whatever party it is, and you decide you're going to run again, usually you don't see a lot of pushback overall, and there's not going to be pushback here, because that's what the deal is. So we have a lot of time to talk about that. Kabul airport attack. The mastermind of that attack was apparently killed by the Taliban. That's the official word. And you remember what a dark, terrible, sickening day that was in 2021. Yep, we were on the air. I remember talking about it. I remember talking to people about it, having people on. You had lots of civilians, of course, that were killed. You had other troops that were wounded. And what was happening is we were trying to help Americans and Afghans flee, and it was chaotic the way that it was done. The strategy of all of that was something to be criticized for sure. So the aftermath of the Taliban's takeover was messy and ugly, and it just compounded the sad sense of being defeated after two decades of war, I think. So the fact that now we know that the key ISIS official involved in plotting the operations can't plot or conduct attacks, as John Kirby said, is that's his takeaway, is a good thing, because they call it Abbey Gate. That was the entrance to the Kabul airport where that blast happened. And the fact that the person was eliminated, I mean, it's a good thing, but it doesn't ease the pain for those families, I believe, who had to deal with the shock of that, right? You know there's danger. You know there's danger when someone's serving, particularly in that region. But this was a time where, okay, this is withdrawal time. We're out of here. We're out of here. But not so fast. No, we're going to take more blood, because we're more blood from America. Blood, sweat, and tears went into that that 20 years, and to have the withdrawal happen that way, and then to have the senseless violence was just abhorrent. I mean, it absolutely was. So the fact that they got the person is a good thing, but does it ease the pain, the burden that so many feel? And I would say maybe to some, probably not. You just can't, you're shocked. You can't get that person back. and they have families, and they had children, and they all have different stories, the victims of that. And it was, again, just an awful, 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 awful thing. All right, how about this? There's an interesting, of all the things we can talk about, and we're going to talk about things that are happening across the U.S., but a bipartisan group of House lawmakers, and this certainly counts as something that's being talked about, who are members of the Helsinki Commission, introduced a resolution on Tuesday that calls on the U.S. to support an outright victory by Ukraine in its war against Russia's invasion. Now, this commission is an independent panel created in Congress, in the mid-70s. Since the collapse of the Soviet Union, it's about advancing U.S. national security, national interests by promoting human rights and military security and economic cooperation in 57 countries. So to give you an idea, Congressman Joe Wilson, a Republican from South Carolina, who's the commission's chair, and Steve Cohen, who is a Democrat from Tennessee, they're the two highest-ranking members. They unveiled this Ukraine victory resolution, which, again, affirms U.S. policy that Ukraine prevail in Russia, and it returned to its internationally recognized 91 borders that happened after the breakup of the Soviet Union. So it means Ukraine would regain Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014, and it also calls for Ukraine to get NATO membership. And boy, you think Russia wouldn't be provoked by that? And of course they would be provoked by that. Wilson said, look, the Ukrainian victory is the only path to peace. We have to ensure that Ukraine is well-armed and outfitted so that the upcoming counteroffensive can meet expectations and Ukraine can win the war as quickly as possible. And, of course, they add that it's good for national security, economic stability, and that that Putin shouldn't receive any award for Russia for its invasion, and this would deter China and Iran. So think about that. It's interesting because that resolution is going to be processed through the House Foreign Affairs Committee, then it goes to what we do, a full floor vote. And a similar thing is happening on the Senate side. So, wow, is there an appetite for that? Is there an here's the bigger thing. Is there an appetite for the American people? It's tricky. There are a lot of people that are saying, don't forget about Ukraine. We have all these things happening. Don't forget about Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. And there are many that feel, okay, we want to support Ukraine, but how deep does this go? Is there a cutoff point or not? And you know, once you step into this, this is quicksand, and it's ridiculous Russian quicksand that Putin stirred up because he's a megalomaniac and he's seeking to suck up all the assets of Russia of the past. But it doesn't matter. That genie has been let out of the bottle. So this is where we're at this point. And I think it will get the support. And then does that mean there's more of an investment? What does that mean by officially stamping that for the U.S. if that happens through the Senate and then through the House? All right, we've just scratched the surface. More to come, including kind of a now what? Bed Bath & Beyond. Did you get that direct mail constantly from them? $11.8 billion mistake led to the downfall of Bed Bath & Beyond. We'll tell you about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Midweek, bouncing into May pretty soon. I feel like a broken record. I mean, probably if you've listened to me for some time, and I apologize for that, and maybe it's just it's just how time seems to roll for me. But does it feel like for the rest of you that I can't believe here we are in May already? Is the calendar just like rolling faster, or what is it? You know, I don't know if it's something about when you're a kid, time is so different, but I just remember when I was bored, I would complain to my mother. She'd say, "We wait till you get older. Time just sails." And I don't know, maybe she put that hex on me, but it does really seem like time is, it is flying. So, I call this odds and ends, and there's a couple of things that have been percolating in my mind with odds and ends, and maybe because I just had this conversation with somebody. It was somebody from the S&P talking about, it's really interesting. It was at a conference that I was at, and he was talking about Bed Bath and Beyond, and you know, there was so much conversation about Bed Bath and Beyond going under, and those stores are everywhere. I used to run into them all the time because it was like the you could grab it and go store, and they always sent you those blue coupons in the mail. I don't know how much they spent on direct marketing, but no matter where I lived or where I was, I saw them everywhere. So, 11.8 billion they've spent since 2004 to buy back their own shares because they just filed bankruptcy. So their repurchasing program is something that other companies have done because they were cash starved, and they were one of those cash starved businesses. So I remember they announced they would have to be forced to close all of their stores if they couldn't find a savior to buy it. And so some people are saying that's the mistake. That's the $11.8 billion mistake. There are things they could have done to have that money spent better, but instead it was like a desperate attempt, and it failed because it didn't help what was going on with the stock price. So they spent on their own stock, basically, and they bet on that for sure. So now what's happened, that $11.8 billion that they spent comes to more than twice the $5.2 billion in debt they had on their books in their SEC filing. And that debt load crushed the company. They couldn't buy back the inventory that would help them create the sales to reverse the losses. And, of course, where are you going to get pressure there from shareholders, you know, taking that on? So, you know, bye-bye Bed Bath & Beyond. And this happens to other companies. They get that pressure and they do that thing of share repurchases. And in the case of Bed Bath & Beyond, it wasn't enough to stop people from not saving, I guess, Bed Bath & Beyond. So your blue coupons basically are not going to be worth anything. The come in 20% off. I just remember every time I went in there, I thought, oh, I better have one of those blue coupon things, one of those direct mailers, because it would be like, oh, 20% off, 20% off your purchase, 20% off this, whatever, bum. All right, this to me is interesting because I've even tried this when I was struggling with sleep once, and now I find that I'm not having that problem of sleep, but they have these gummies, right, that are sleep aids. And they now it's come out. One of the ingredients is CBD on some of them, on these gummies. So they've tested over 24 melatonin gummies that have been sold as sleep aids, and they found some had potentially dangerous amounts of hormone that helps regulate sleep. And I guess this associate professor, is part of what they're looking at, said, you know, from Massachusetts, said one product had 347% more melatonin than was listed on the label of the gummies. You know, you read the labels, and at least there you're hoping, even though the print is so tiny, that you know what you're getting. Imagine how much that is, 347%? But it's not listed like that. It, you know, it just has all the other things, CBD, whatever, and very little, in some of the products, little traces of melatonin. You know, the FDA says it's currently illegal to market CBD by adding it to a food or labeling it as a dietary supplement. But several of the products containing CBD in the study that was done by this Peter Cohen, an associate professor of medicine at Cambridge Health Alliance in Somerville, Massachusetts, they showed that some of the tested products that had CBD in the study openly advertised the addition of that in their melatonin product. So four of the tested products had levels of CBD that were between 4% and 18% higher than on the label. Yikes. So again, it goes to that read the label, but now if you're reading the label, you have no idea that it contains the things that it contains, right? And so it's dangerous. It's the side effects of it, especially for children, because some of them were kind of marketed to children. Headaches, bedwetting, drowsiness, all kinds of things from these particular gummies that they're talking about. And, you know, in a study published by JAMA, which is the best place you can go for any of that information, the researchers sent 25 products labeled as melatonin gummies to an outside lab that tested for levels of melatonin and other substances. But they didn't just pick them off the internet. They chose carefully the first 25 gummy melatonin products displayed on the National Institutes of Health's database, which you can check to see the labels of the supplements sold in the U.S. And lots of parents give edibles to their children. That's why they wanted to take a closer look at it. So this is kind of a beware thing. It's like a, maybe you should watch what you're, I mean, of course you're reading the label, hopefully, but, and you think the product's safe, but it just is kind of another red flag as to, don't always believe what you think you're getting. Maybe you aren't, you know, it's not really, the amount of it is not really accurate. And that can be a messy thing because of the side effects or what it's combined with. And, I mean, the whole idea is, right, when you want to sleep, you want to sleep. And what can you take to sleep? And a lot of people struggle with insomnia. And that's tough when you have insomnia because of the what that does to your life as you're trying to be able to wake up and thrive and survive and, you know, beyond that. So people will reach for anything. And melatonin is supposedly one of those safe things, but I guess not very good for you if you're having excessive amounts of it and you have no idea even that you're ingesting that much. I mean, to me, that's the sad part in all of this, is that not having, you know, putting your trust in it and thinking, well, and that was my thinking. The melatonin is the safer alternative. You know, you're not taking a sleeping pill. You're not doing any of that kind of stuff. And lo and behold, it might be better in one way, but it's not great for you. Let's put it that way. How about this? The Chevy Volt, they're not going to manufacture any more of these Chevy Volts. So no more of the Volts. And why is that? And, of course, the reason is because of, the production of it and producing something else instead. It's so funny because so many people talked about that. That's going to be the affordable one. But instead, they want to be able to manufacture the trucks. So it's all about the plant and what you're manufacturing, and that's the reason why that's happening. But if you rewind the clock, that was what so many people talked about. If they were going to get an electric vehicle, it was going to be the Volt. But think again. Maybe you want to get in line for the trucks when more of the trucks are being produced. So, you know, there you go. All right, stay with us. A couple of great authors coming up next.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A new poll released today shows a majority of Americans don't want either President Biden or former President Trump to run in 2024. The Reuters-Ipsos poll found that 45% of Democrats don't want Biden to run again, compared to 34% of Republicans who say the same about Trump. The poll coming out the same day, Biden released a video formally announcing that he is running in 2024.
Every generation of Americans has faced a moment. when they have to defend democracy. Stand up for our personal freedom. Stand up for the right to vote and our civil rights.
The president's already said Vice President Kamala Harris will be his running mate. Scientists in Oklahoma think they found a link between diet and autoimmune disease. The researchers say it could be key in preventing multiple sclerosis. The research found that a high-fat, low-carb, and fiber-enriched diet prevented the onset of MS symptoms in mice. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm excited to introduce you to our next guest, Thyme Lewis. You might remember him, Days of Our Lives. He was a heartthrob, probably still is, Jonah Carver, but on the screen he certainly was. When you think of all-time great daytime soap operas, he's an actor, producer, ex-stuntman, former FEMA, that's right, FEMA inspector, and he's got a terrific book out with a great character. It's called A Week's Worth. Thyme, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Kate. Right on. Yeah, you know about FEMA. I love it. Shout out to all the operators out there in the field.
And you really were in the thick of it during Irma. We have to start there, and because that's also part of what you really feel and see in your book, because you write about what you know about. So tell us about your FEMA experiences.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I dropped in. We trained in Dallas, and I dropped in. I had a couple of friends that were down in Katrina and some of the other really heavy-duty, sad things. And even when the towers went down, you know, longtime FEMA operators, and they just – I'm a humanitarian at heart. And when I was on Days of Our Lives, I traveled the country religiously, like – 48 weekends out of the year, I was traveling somewhere, not only to do charity work, but also to, like, meet people and just different environments to get as much experience with our great country as I could. And with FEMA, I just was missing doing something, giving back. And so I went down when Irma hit, and I worked Florida, Panhandle, all the way down to Miami. And then they needed help in Puerto Rico. And, you know, what a catastrophe that was. So, yeah, it was great. It was just great, you know. I don't mind working 16, 18 hours a day. As long as you have purpose and you're seeing results and you're making an impact, it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, and so you wrapped this into this really interesting character, because your story, your book, A Week's Worth, follows basically Mac, who's an ex-Navy SEAL turned FEMA inspector. He helps disaster victims certainly rebuild lives, or their lives, and protects future potential victims anyway from criminals that do the work that they do when disasters happen. So tell us how this book came about, and tell us more about Mac and his character and the series you've created.
Well, sure. So Mac is short for MacGuffin, and MacGuffin is a very interesting term, and I'll let the readers look it up for themselves, or the listeners look it up. But I call him Mac for short, and Mac. Turns out in this particular book, it very much parallels something that really actually happened with me. My mom was in a bit of disrepair, and I came home to help her, and I spent a week with her, hence the name A Week's Worth. And that's how that title was born, because what takes place in this first book is a 7-day or 8-day period with my mom. Now, my mom's very mad at me at times. So I have to say this in honesty and hilariousness, because I love her dearly. You know, she says to me, you know, Tom, I'm very upset with you right now. I've been reading the book and I'm very upset. And then she's, you know, and then all of her girlfriends and friends all say, oh my God, the book is so great. And she's like, oh, is it? What? I said, Mom, it's called a character arc. If I start you here, you have to go to there. And remember, Mom, it's fiction. Not all of it is true. So we had a ball. We had a really, really beautiful time. And from that and other life experiences, I created some great threads. And I feel like with where we are in the world right now, it just is a ripe field for writing. And the idea of me being a part of FEMA was that character was like born to me on steroids. And on that tip, I love Mitch Rapp by Vince Flynn. I love Lee Child's Jack Reacher. I love Hemingway. I like all these different influences that have been part of the chapters of my life. And I read a ton, and I felt like at this point I was ready to start writing for me and not for other people. So that's what's going on.
I love
that
it.
Make
so,
sense?
Yes, and MacGuffin or Mac is going to have other adventures, because this is just the first book, A Week's Worth, which you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. But you're going to, this is a series. So just like Vince Flynn's Mitch Rapp, who inspired you, or one of the people that inspired you, this is going to take us in other directions, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm deep into my second book, Blood and Bones, and that happens 4 years prior to this book. And I've already touched in on the accolades of a third. I've got a bunch mapped out. But I love the ability to jump around in time and expose different chapters in this character's life. I've got great through characters of Nadine and Simulane, and people keep asking me, was your mom going to be in other books? And I'm like, well, there's going to be elements for sure. There's going to be elements. But it's a really, really fun thing. And I'll give you an example. A dear friend of mine says to me, oh, it's bananas. I said, well, you got to spell it out. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. Because it really tells you how bananas it can be. And bananas are a great fruit, by the way, and we talk about diet in the book, and bananas take on many forms of nutrition depending on when they're super green to when they're super ripe and very sweet and a lot more sugar, and we go all into it, and it's just fun.
It sounds like you're having a blast writing, and we'd be remiss not to ask you about the acting part of your world and being a stuntman. How did all that start? I mean, NBC's Days of Our Lives was huge, and your character was big.
I know. We had so much fun doing it, and I got to work with really the grandfather of America. I mean, MacDonald Carey, the voice of Days of Our Lives, when I came onto that show, He was wonderful, and he was still with us. And Alice Horton, his wife on the show, she was a hoot. She'd look at me and she'd go, "What is your name? How do you say it? What is your name?" She was so cute. But it was just a really, really a joy. You know, I got to work with Lisa Rinna and just a wonderful family. And so I have very fond memories. And I did actually go on and bounce around a little bit in a few other shows like Young and the Restless and stuff. But I know those fans are out there, and people come up to me once in a while and they go, "Where are you and what are you doing?" And I giggle because I wrote this book, I started on the next book, and then I decided to do the audio book. And when I did the audio book and I was back in the studio, it made me miss acting because I'd stepped away for quite a time. And so I just actually went and shot a 2-episode arc on a show called Bosch Legacy, which is a really neat show, and that's on Amazon Prime right now. So I got a little piece in there, and we'll see what comes, but the writing is so much fun. And you can tell I'm kind of a colorful guy. So.
Yeah, and you know what? I love how you just throw away the Bosch Legacy. I'm a huge Bosch fan, so I know that show very well, and it has a huge audience, by the way. That's why it continued. People were upset, the whole Legacy thing. They wanted to see it go on. Titus does such a great job, Mimi and all the actors in that. Was it fun working with them?
You can't take your eyes off of him. When he's on screen, you cannot take your eyes off him. He's so interesting. And also the guy that Max Martini is also fantastic. I worked with Max and another cat named Guy. And I can't give away storyline, but I can tell you that, yeah, you get it. Yeah, and I'm not surprised the audience is huge. Titus is a rock star.
Yeah, good for you that you're doing all of that. And then in between, you know, you're in such great shape. You live in Carmel, and you were doing the stunt thing. I mean, how do you bounce into stunts from acting?
Well, I've always been a driver. Like, I've always enjoyed fast cars and motorcycles, and I learned to kite surf last year. Who would have thought? Like, I'm amazed it took me this long to learn to kite surf or even think about, hey, I want to go up in the air and do this. But a dear friend of mine, Tom McComas, down in Hollywood, called me up one day and he goes, "Hey man, I'm working on a show called Sons of Anarchy." And this is years ago when Sons was on. And, Eric Norris is the stunt coordinator and you need to meet this guy. And I was like, "Eric Norris, you mean Chuck Norris's son?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, he's a badass. All right, let me go meet him." And he's like, "Yeah, you can ride." And most stunt guys are ex-racers and things like that. And Tom was funny. He was better at crashing than winning. But he says to me, "Yeah." And he goes, "And the pay's not bad." So that worked out and I had a lot of fun. I was in that game for about 5 years. And ironically, I never got hurt. It was riding home from a job that I got hurt and it took me out of the game for 3 years with some serious injuries. But I feel good. I'm back, and I'm thankful, and yeah, absolutely. That's how I got into stunt work, though, Tom McComas.
Wow. Fine, we could talk to you all day long. Absolutely amazing. You've done some wonderful things, and I love that you give back and did the whole FEMA thing, and then, of course, that becomes a theme in the book. And I'm going to say this again. You can go and get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Go to A Week's Worth. Thyme Lewis, continued success in what you're doing.
Thank you so much, and hopefully we get to hang out again sometime. This was really, really, really nice.
Yeah, it was. Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, everybody.
Welcome.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Joins us. His book is called Survivor's Odyssey, From Oppression to Reconciliation. It's such an important book, and I'll tell you right from the start, he says it too, it's not just another Holocaust book. Richard, what do you mean by that? That what was the motivation for writing this book?
The motivation was to tell my whole story, which originates in Nazi Germany. I was a Jewish child in a school of Hitler Youth, the only Jew in the school. And, of course, when the Nazis came to power, I was about 6 years old. And from there on, things got, as you probably know from history, got worse and worse for Jews in the small city, Wittenberg, which is a famous World Heritage Site. It's a the place where Martin Luther started the Protestant Reformation. It's a small town. Everybody knew the few Jews that lived there. What happened, I went through Kristallnacht. My father was arrested. Our home was destroyed before our eyes. I had an axe swung over my head when I was 11 years old. And we had to leave or be killed, essentially. And my story is one of survival, of dodging a lot of bullets, and of finally coming back to, this is what the story is. I come back a half a century later. We're all now about 70 years old, and I meet my old Hitler Youth classmates, and I have a forgiveness experience with them, which changes my life. And so when I got home from that, back to the United States, I began giving a workshop called The Power of Forgiveness, which I gave around the country. And but the book also has what's in between those 2 dates, what happened during those 50 years, my vagabond years, my various experiences in the United States, which firmed up my what we call a mission to be about forgiveness and reconciliation, not only among people, but among nations as well. It doesn't mean that I'm going to achieve that, but I work with about 20 men at a time on a regular basis as their mentor, and we talk about those things. And I've, you know, as I say, I've given workshops. I have been a guest speaker at Unitarian churches, summer replacement speaker. I've spoken in schools and religious organizations. And that's been my mission, and it motivates me. I'm now going to be 95 years old in a couple of weeks, and my life has been just fabulous. And one of my core beliefs is, sweet are the uses of adversity. In other words, the very fact that I went through all that trauma as a child made me who I am today. I wouldn't change a thing about it because I have more. Because of my own experiences, I have more compassion for others. I can walk in the shoes of African Americans. You know, when they hear my story, they accept me, you know, as they might not a sort of a professional anti-racist, you know. So it's been a blessing for me. And I am at this advanced age. I'm happy. I'm joyful. I have lots of friends. I've learned. I've caught the wave, as I call it.
I love that. Let me stop you there. I caught the wave. I want to tell some of your story because you said the 50 years in between and why so many people can relate to you is you are incredibly educated, but you started off where you worked as a track hand living in a boxcar on the Northern Pacific. You were a night shift person as a smelter man. Wow. What were those jobs like?
It was terrific. And I get in touch. It was sort of like a, what's the guy experience? The on the road, you know, famous guy. And his name escapes me. And by the way, you do know that I did win the honorable mention on the Eric Hoffer Book Award. Do you know that?
Yes, yes, congratulations on that. So was it tough to do? I mean, it had to be tough to be a track hand on a boxcar. I mean, living on a boxcar and be a track hand.
From the stifling refugee experience in New York, basically, that's what it was. I volunteered for work. I worked on farms. I worked for the Mexican fruit pickers in California. I worked up at Cliffcop Hotel in Yosemite. I did all kinds of stuff. I was hungry for experience. It's something that certain, I mean, Dust Buses USA has a little introductory portion about that hunger of young people for seeing the world. I've been to over 30 countries. I speak several languages. I just want to make the most of my life, you know, and I have done that. And now that I'm going to be 95 on August 7th, and it ain't over yet.
I love the whole idea, of course, of the power of forgiveness. As you said, that's the meat of the book and those workshops that you did, because how to forgive, incredible, that you go back, you reconcile with Hitler Youth classmates. What was that feeling like? What was the initial meeting like for you?
Say, when I first went back, when the Berlin Wall came down, I took my son with me. We went to, stayed in Berlin, and then we went to my hometown. I was scared at the time. What would I find there 50 years later? Would they still be Jew-hating and so forth? But I decided to take a chance because I had such a need to, you know, rediscover my roots, so to speak. Wittenberg is a very beautiful little city, quite famous. And I wanted to see again. And because it's a medieval city, it's over 700 years old, it looked exactly as it had. So a few years after that, there was a class reunion, And we were about 70 years old by then, my classmates and I. And the MC, one of my ex-classmates, had us all sort of talk a little bit about what had happened to us in our lives. And I mentioned to them what it felt like being alone in the schoolyard and having people say, you shouldn't even be here, and throwing pebbles at me, and really, especially the bully Nazi kids, really treating me like dirt. You know, it's like being... the first black to integrate the University of Mississippi, that same kind of experience. And then there was a class reunion, as I say, when we were about 7 years old. And I told them what it felt like to be in the schoolyard, isolated, nobody to speak to me at all. You know, nobody was with me. And I saw the room get very silent, and I saw a few, I mentioned in the book, a few tears in men's eyes. And then at the end of the evening, it was November, we were putting on our coats, and this guy came up to me, Horst Fromm was his name, and he said, Richard, he was very embarrassed, I have something to say to you. I said, well, just tell me. He said, I was one of the ringleaders, and I want to ask for your forgiveness. And unexpectedly, we both started bawling and embracing. And it was like all that had happened, you know, the Holocaust, everything that happened during those intervening years just faded away. It made such an impression on me that I just said I wanted to take that gift back and give it to others. And that's why I started my workshop, The Power of Forgiveness, because it was really, really powerful. And I always say that if nations could forgive each other, for all the things they've done, you know, all the wars, that's the one way we could maybe eventually have a war-free world. Ain't going to happen, I don't think, certainly not in my lifetime, but, you know, that's just my dream of what it might be possible if only people would realize how stupidly we're acting. You know, we're not getting it.
Right, yeah. No kidding. What an incredible story. The book Survivor's Odyssey, From Oppression to Reconciliation, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Richard Wiener, we don't want to give it all away. Get this book. It is powerful. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, this story of Richard Wiener's is incredible. As I was mentioning there to him, and he talked about it just really briefly, he really goes in more depth about all those years in between, what he did. He lived on a boxcar. He knows what that's like. He worked a hard night shift as a smelterman. Didn't complain. Did what he had to do. And then went on to do graduate studies at Columbia, Princeton, NYU, Washington U, etc., membership on the board of directors of the D.C. Bar Association. And he doesn't brag or boast about that, but it shows you that he really does know walking in the shoes of others and travel to over 30 countries, speaks 5 languages. But I think the really gist of the book, and he says it, is returning to his hometown after the fall of the Berlin Wall with his son and reconciling. Can you imagine that with the Hitler Youth classmates? Unbelievable. All right, that's where we wrap this show. Thanks for listening to this interview and the show. Make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.